愿大家平安。
Peace be to you all。
在旧约圣经里面啊，至少有两个人，在神面前说我是谁。
In the Old Testament, there are at least two people who spoke this phrase, "Who am I?"
那这个是一个问号。
And this is a question.
就是在神面前哈，觉得自己算不了什么。
Which is an expression to, in front of God to say that we are nothing before Him.
但是如果我们再看美国在竞选总统。
But if we look at how the presidential race is going on in the United States,
每个人都要让人印象深刻，我是谁，是用感叹号。
And everyone that is running for the presidential election is strongly emphasizing, "This is who I am!" with an exclamation mark.
你要认识我，我比别人好。
That you have to know me, I am better than other people.
所以我们就来想哈，这一句话代表什么？
And therefore, we have to reflect, what does this mean?
我们现在看出埃及记。
Let us take a look at Exodus.
出埃及记。
The book of Exodus.
出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第十节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 10. Exodus chapter 3 verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
11.
Verse 11. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
在这里啊，神告诉摩西。
Here God tells Moses.
有一个非常重要的工作要你做。
That there is a very important task for him to do.
说我要打发你去见法老。
And he says that I will send you to Pharaoh.
法老当时是埃及是一个强国。
And Pharaoh was a king of a country of Egypt which was very strong at that time.
所以他在众民之上。
And it was above all nations.
那神说我要打发你去见法老。
And God says I will send you to Pharaoh.
那神是众王之王。
And God is the King of Kings.
他比法老更高。
And He is even greater than Pharaoh.
所以最高的神要打发摩西去见法老。
And so the highest, the King of Kings, the Lord, is sending Moses to go see Pharaoh.
要做什么？
And to do what?
要把以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
It is to call the children of Israel out of Egypt.
那如果我们是摩西。
And if we are Moses,
我们一定会很高兴啊。
Perhaps we are very excited and happy.
神竟然选中了我。
That God finally chose us.
要做这个工作。
So that we can do carry out this work.
但是摩西的反应不是这样。
But Moses' response was not like this.
摩西在十一节说：“神啊，我是什么人？”
Moses said to God, "Who am I?"
我竟能去见法老，将以色列百姓带出来呢？这是一个问号。
Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? This is a question.
也就是说，我算不了什么，我怎么有可能把这个工作做完呢？
And that, in another way to phrase this, he is saying that I am nothing. There's no way that I could would be able to accomplish this task.
那十二节神就说，我必与你同在。
But in verse 12, God tells him, "I will certainly be with you."
这个是一个关键。
And
是一个 key.
And this is a key.
就是神与摩西同在。
That God will be with Moses.
我们想想看，以色列百姓手没有任何武器。
And for the Israelites, they did not have any weapons.
怎么有办法对抗法老呢？
How could they even go against, think about going against Pharaoh?
那个红海，这个海怎么有可能一两百万人跨过去呢？
And there's also the obstacle of the Red Sea. How could 100 or 200,000 people cross the Red Sea?
那这么多人也没有带什么出来，怎么有可能走旷野四十年走完呢？
And they did not even bring anything out of Egypt. How could they walk the wilderness for 40 years?
那约旦河的河水涨过两岸。
And the river of Jordan overflowed the banks.
怎么有可能可以跨过去？你一踏进去就被河水流走了。
How can they even step through it? The second that they step into the river of Jordan, they would be swept away immediately.
那现在跨过约旦河。
And after they had gone over the river of Jordan,
里面有七族啊，非常凶猛。
There were seven very aggressive tribes.
哦，所以他们四十年前就看了以后说，哦，没有办法。
And so after 40 years, they said that we are not able to overcome them.
但是竟然能够把七族打败，然后分占迦南地。
And so they were able to defeat the seven tribes and take over the land.
那这个不可能，七个不可能变成可能，这个是怎么成的？
And how can they turn the impossible into the possible?
只有一个原因，就是神与他们同在。
And there is only one likelihood, which is from God.
所以我们今天啊，人生真的有很多的忧虑。
And so today in our lives, we have many worries and anxieties.
因为我们的读书。
Whether it is our studies.
也要忧虑我们的工作。
Or we are worried about our work.
如果这个工作没有，下一个工作怎么办？
If we do not have this job, then what are we going to do about our next job?
忧虑我们的婚姻。
Then we are worried about our marriage.
忧虑我们的家庭。
And we're worried about our own families.
忧虑我们的孩子。
Worried about our children.
忧虑我们的年老怎么办？
And we are worried about what happens when we turn old.
我们有很多的忧虑。
We have many worries.
那怎么让这个忧虑到最后都变成不是忧虑？
And how can we turn these worries so that they are no longer worries to us?
一个关键。
And there is a key.
神与我们同在。
That God is with us.
这个是最重要一个关键。
And this is the most important principle.
这一件事情是最值得我们追求的。
And this is a point worthy of our pursuit.
只要神跟我们同在。
If only God would be with us.
大事会变小事。
Then even the greatest task will be something minute.
小事会变没事。
And the minute task will become like nothing.
风海会平静。
And the storms and the sea will quench.
死人会复活。
And the dead will resurrect.
瞎子可以看见。
And the blind will see.
只要神跟我们同在。
If God is with us.
不可能会变成可能。
And the impossible will turn possible.
所以我们一生哦，我们做基督徒做这么久，有没有什么秘诀我们可以去追求？
And so as we are Christian for so long, how can we, is there a mystery?
秘诀 secret,
secret, sorry.
我们可以去抓住，让我们一生过得非常喜乐平安。
Is there a secret that we can grasp hold of so that we can just live smoothly for our entire lives?
秘诀就是追求神与我同在。
And the secret is to pursue God's abidance with us.
那我们看到底摩西是谁？
And so let us just read into what kind of person was Moses.
在圣经里面说，摩西是在王宫长大的。
The Bible describes Moses as one who grew up in the palace.
圣经说，说话行事都有能力。
And everything that he did and the words that he spoke, and he had power.
那我们现在看耶利米书我们一般人在夸口什么？
And let us take a look at the book of Jeremiah. When most people boast about things, what do they usually boast about?
耶利米书第九章。
And Jeremiah chapter 9,
23节。
Verse 23.
耶利米书第九章二十三节。
In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Verse 23. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
二十四节。
Verse 24. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth.For in these I delight, says the Lord.
这个二十三节是以人为中心的夸口。
And in verse 23, it is what people try to focus on to boast about.
那二十四节是以神为中心的夸口。
And in verse 24, it is what we do when we can glory in the Lord.
那这两个有时候是没有办法同时存在的。
And these two different things, it is very difficult for them to coincide together.
为什么人一生没有办法真的依靠神？
How in our lives are we able to rely on God?
因为他有很多觉得可以夸口的。
That they are not able to rely on God because they have a lot of things that they can boast about in their lives.
那为什么有的人一生全心全力依靠神？
And why is it that there are some people that are able to have their entire lives able to rely on God?
因为他了解人没有什么可以夸口。
Because they realize that in their lives there's nothing to boast about in themselves.
那如果我们看摩西这个二十三节三个夸口他都有。
And if we look in verse 23, Moses could have easily boasted about all these three things.
他受埃及一切的学问。
He received the education of the Egyptians.
很显然他有智慧，有知识。
And so he had wisdom and knowledge.
然后说话行事都有能力。
And in speech and action, he had strength and power.
所以勇士，他有勇力，他有他的能力。
and therefore it's he has might.
哦，然后在埃及啊，他有王宫的财产。
And in the Egyptian palace, he had all the treasures.
哦，所以他有财物可以夸口。
And therefore, he has riches to boast about.
哦，那一个这样背景长大的人。
But someone who grew up in this kind of background.
怎么有可能讲说我是什么人？
How can this person say who am I?
所以这个回到出埃及记第三章的十一节跟十二节，这两个是连在一起的。
And so when we look at in Exodus chapter 3 verses 11 and 12, these two verses are connected to each other.
因为他可以说我是谁，所以神才说我要跟你同在。
Only because Moses could say who am I that God could say I will certainly be with you.
如果摩西没有说我是谁，摩西觉得我是不得了，那下一句话就不会存在。
If Moses did not say, who am I, and instead he boasted about himself, then the next phrase that God would say would not be that I will certainly be with you.
所以这个我是谁，把自己打问号，觉得我算不了什么，那这是神同在的一个条件。
And for someone to say, who am I, with a question mark, and to bring himself down, is a requirement to come before God.
那到底摩西为什么会这样呢？
And so why exactly would Moses do this?
哦，他的出发点他非常高，哦，比别人都高，智慧、知识、钱财都比别人高。
The way that he started out in wisdom and riches and might was greater than most people.
但是四十年旷野的牧养改变他。
But 40 years as he was a shepherd in the wilderness changed him.
在这个四十年旷野牧养，逐渐他认识他自己。
And in these 40 years in the wilderness, as he took care of sheep, he was able to know himself better.
所以当神要用他的时候，他觉得说，我算不了什么。
And therefore, when God went out to use him, he already knew that he is nothing.
那神反而用了他。
And therefore, God still used him.
所以谦卑是神同在的条件。
And therefore, humility is a requirement for God's abiding.
那谦卑是什么？
And so what exactly is humility?
谦卑就是在神面前把我们自己所有的都倒掉。
Humility is to be to pour ourselves before God.
好像主耶稣他是神。
Just as Jesus is God.
但是当他成为人。
But when he became man.
圣经说他不认为自己跟神是同等。
The Bible describes that he did not consider himself equal to God.
所以他出生在木匠的家庭。
And so he was born in the house of a carpenter.
他能够洗别人的脚。
And he washed other people's feet.
然后他过得很简单的生活。
And he lived a very simplistic life.
大家就看，哎，这个人是很普通啊。
And other people would think that this is a very plain man.
甚至有人因为他的外表，犹太人这个宗教领袖因为外表就把他丢弃了，不要他。
And because people in the Jewish community would see him and would only see his external and superficial appearances, they would just cast him aside.
弥赛亚应该是从耶路撒冷出名的城出来的。
And they said that the Messiah must come out of Jerusalem.
弥赛亚一定是非常的雄壮，让人非常的羡慕。
And the Messiah must be someone who other people envy and is very great.
那为什么耶稣看起来这么微小？
And but why did Jesus seem so minute?
就是他把他倒掉。
It is because he poured himself out.
所以他是空的。
And therefore he was empty.
所以神才能够用他当一个人来用他。
And therefore only then could God use Jesus Christ.
其实他有能力。
Because he had strength.
什么都做得到。
He was able to accomplish anything.
他有智慧。
He had wisdom.
天上地上他什么都知道。
On heaven and on earth, he knew everything.
他有丰盛的恩典。
And he has abundant grace.
但是他是这么的卑微。
But he was still so humble.
所以神跟他同在。
And therefore God was able to be with
him. 所以这个就是我们的榜样。
And that is an example to us.
我们要得到恩典。
If we want to receive these blessings,
我们要从心里面在神面前承认我是谁。
We have to, in our heart, confess to God, "Who am I?"
我算不了什么。
That we are nothing before Him.
神就会与我们同在。
And only then can God be with us.
那甚至保罗，我们看保罗在信主的过程。
And if we look at Paul's life when he turned to God,
保罗什么都有。
And he had everything.
算教育，他有教育。
In terms of education, he had plenty of.
算能力，他有能力。
And he was also had much strength as well.
哦，那算哦，这个啊，社会上的名望，他有名望。
And he also had a reputation among men.
哦，那我们人在看一个人哦，哇，保罗一定是金器，金器，金的器。
Oh, and in the eyes of men, he would be considered a golden vessel.
哦，因为在大户人家，金器、木器、金器、银器、木器、瓦器嘛。
Because we know that there are gold, silver, wood and clay vessels.
他算是金的，因为外在条件最好。
And he could be considered as one who is a gold vessel because in his external appearances he is so great.
那这是人在看的。
And that is man tries to look at.
哦，神用保罗可能是因为他这些条件这么好。
And God would probably use him because he has so many of these great qualities.
但是如果我们看保罗的书信，
but if we look at Paul's letters,
他知道，哦，神用他不是因这个原因。
He knew that God, the reason that God chose him was not because of this.
哦，因为神用他是看他有忠心。
And it is because God could see his loyalty.
哦，所以他说啊，过去我认为对我有益的，我现在认识耶稣都觉得这个是没有用的。
And so he described everything that he had in the past, he described them as rubbish.
哦，当一个人要服侍神。
And so once one wants to put out his heart to serve God,
这些外在的条件其实都没有用。
And these external things are no longer are any use to us.
人能够成就神的工作是神的同在。
And the only reason why a man is able to do the work of God is because of God's abiding.
而不是一个人在世界上有什么外在的条件。
Not because anyone has some external abilities.
当然有外在的条件这是好的。
And of course, having these worldly abilities is very good.
但是当一个人有外在的条件，在内心里面能够像主耶稣、像摩西一样的谦卑，说我到底是谁，这就不简单。
But for someone who has many worldly abilities to be able to humble himself, just like Moses and Paul, is not very easy.
哦，所以为什么保罗被拣选过程他扑倒
？And that is why when Paul was chosen, he fell face on the ground.
哦，因为一个有这么好的条件在神面前，他是瞎眼的，他是扑倒在地上。
Because even though someone with so much might as Paul, with so much wisdom, once he was blinded, he could only kneel down before God.
所以，哦，我们在神面前哈，要从心里承认我是谁。
And therefore, in our hearts, we must be able to confess who am I to God.
那第二个哈讲这句话的就是大卫。
And so the second man who also spoke this word is David.
啊，我们现在看啊，撒母耳记下。
Let us take a look at 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下第七章。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
十八节。
Verse 18.
第七章十八节。
2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18. Verse 18. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far?
啊，这里，啊，大卫啊，坐在神的面前，这样说。
And here, this is the situation when King David sat before the Lord.
说我是谁？
And he said, Who am I?
我家算什么？
And what is my house?
你竟然使我到这个地步？
That you have brought me this far.
啊，那我们就来想大卫讲这句话的时候，啊，他是谁
？And so let us think about what kind of person was David at this point when he spoke this.
大卫讲这句话的时候，他已经是王了。
When David spoke this word, he was already a king.
啊，那一个王能够在神面前说我是谁
？And for a king in the present, for a king to speak this word, who am I?
啊，这个也不简单了。
It's not easy.
你看那个尼布甲尼撒王。
If we look at King Nebuchadnezzar,
他在巴比伦王宫里面。
When he was in the palace of Babylon,
他非常满意自己的成就。
He was very satisfied with all of his accomplishments.
这不是我凭我的大能大力建设的吗
？Isn't this the building that I have established with my great might?
那就是告诉他了，你我王位离开你了。
And then God just told him that your kingdom shall pass away from you.
当他说这不是我凭我大能大力建设的时候，他已经把自己抬得比神还高。
When he said, "Is this not the The kingdom that I have established with my might, he has already elevated himself above God.
他已经忘记了一切都是领受的。
He has forgotten that all that he has gotten has been what he has received.
他已经忘记了使我们跟别人不同是出于神。
And that, that everything that is different from him from other people is because of God.
当一个人得到神的恩典,
when one person has received God's grace,
又忘记了神,
but has forgotten about God,
把自己提高跟神一样,
and they have elevated themselves to become like God,
这是神不能接受,
that is something that God cannot accept.
所以他就出去跟野兽住七年。
And therefore he had to be cast out and to live with beasts for 7 years.
抬头望天,
and one day he lifted up his head to heaven.
他忽然觉悟了, 至高者在人的国中掌权。
And therefore he was able to realize that the Most High dwells, is the,
在一个国中啊, 至高的神在掌权啊,
controls,
在一个人的国中做, 做王啊,
is the king above an entire nation.
他要将王位给谁就给谁。
And he can give the kingdom to whoever he wishes.
忽然啊，这个尼布甲尼撒王就觉悟。
And therefore, King Nebuchadnezzar came to a realization.
我是巴比伦帝国的王，这是神给我的。
That the fact that he is able to be the king of Babylon is something that God had given him.
那他这样谦卑下来。
And therefore, he was able to humble himself.
神就带领他回去，再继续当王。
And God was able to guide him back so that he was able to continue to be king.
所以今天我们在神的面前。
And so today, that the fact that we are able to be before God,
能够来谦卑说我是谁,
and to be able to humbly say, who am I?
来承认我一切所有都是从你来的,
to recognize that all that we have has come from God.
这就是我们继续得到神恩典的原因,
and that all that we have received is from the grace from God.
所以大卫他已经当王了,
and David had already become king.
但是他在神面前说我是谁,
but before God, he still said, who am I?
我家算什么?
And what is my house?
那你竟然是我到这个地步。
That you have brought me this far.
那在第七章里面哦，神借着先知告诉大卫。
And in chapter 7, God, through a prophet, tells King David.
我们看第八节。
Let us take a look at verse 8. Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel.
我从羊圈召你来。
He says, I took you from the sheepfold.
本来你是牧羊童啊。
Originally you were a shepherd.
那召你来做以色列民的君王。
And to become a ruler over my people.
这是第一个恩典啊。
That is his first blessing.
第二个恩典。
And the second blessing.
第九节。
In verse 9. Verse 9, and I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I've cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth.
再来, 神要把他的仇敌都剪掉。
And the second is that God had already cut off all of his enemies.
就是他的敌人在他面前站不住。
Which is to say that all of his enemies could not even stand before him.
不是大卫强。
Not because David was strong.
是神要打击他的敌人。
It is because God defeated his enemies before
所以,
him.
他的日子就能够名声广大。
And therefore, in his time, his name was able to be spread throughout the men.
那第十节。
And verse 10.
我要栽培你让你在这个地方非常平安的居住。
And I will
第十节。
Verse 10, moreover, I will appoint a place for my people, Israel.
一直读。
And it will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more.
所以他可以在迦南地来长荣繁盛。
And therefore he is able to dwell and flourish in the land of Canaan.
那到十一节。
And in verse 11,
我必使你安静不被敌人扰乱。
Since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people,
所以神给他很多的应许恩典。
And to rest from his enemies, and God had given him many blessings in this time.
所以大卫非常感谢，他就说啊，我出身这么卑微啊，我是一个牧羊童，今天怎么会变成王？而且神给我这么多的恩典呢？
And therefore David was very thankful. He only began as a shepherd, yet God had given him so many blessings. And how is it that he is a king?
所以有时候神要祝福一个人，你就发现，哎，很多事情一直发生啊，不是你计划出来的。
And so when we can see that when God wants to bless someone, so many different things will happen to this person's life, and you cannot plan for it.
那我们在这个世界上就没有什么问题，问题神都帮我们解决了。
And therefore, we have no more problems in our lives because all of our problems are resolved by God.
那我们现在就来问想一个问题。
And now we have to think of a question.
为什么大卫是一个牧羊童？
Why was David a shepherd?
他的家庭也算不了什么。
And that his house was not worth much.
那今天竟然不但变成王，而且神给他这么多的应许，这么多的福气。
But that, he had made David into a king and had given him so many blessings and grace.
那我们就从大卫从牧羊童一直到现在来看他怎么生活。
Then we must study the life of David since from when he was a shepherd until he became a king.
首先，我们回到撒母耳记上十七章。
If we take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上的十七章。
1 Samuel chapter 17.
大卫面对哥利亚。
When David fought against Goliath.
从这件事情，我们可以看出为什么神喜欢他。
From this incident, we can see exactly why God was well pleased with him.
我们看撒母耳记上十七章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
这个大卫本来是遵照他爸爸的吩咐来看他哥哥。
And David came by the order of his father Jesse, and he went to go visit his brothers.
看到一个非利士人。哥利亚人高马大，这样在挑战神的百姓。
And he saw a man called Goliath who was very very mighty and was threatening the Israelites.
结果以色列百姓很怕死，没有一个人敢出来。
And the Israelites were very intimidated and none of them were willing to go out and fight him.
所以这是以色列人的耻辱，二十六节。
And in verse 26, this was the reproach from Israel.
以色列人的耻辱
reproach.
Okay. 以色列人的耻辱就是神的耻辱，就是神没有得到荣耀。
And the reproach of Israel is also the reproach of God because God is not able to receive any glory.
那如果我们是一般人
，And if we are a common person,
打仗要牺牲生命的。
When you are fighting a battle, you are risking your life.
既然大家躲起来，我们也躲起来啊，不然就死了。
And if everyone is in hiding, then we are also should be in hiding.
那我们看二十九节。
And let us take a look at verse 29. Verse 29. And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?"
二十八节啊，大卫的哥哥啊，看他啊要去挑战哥利亚，就很生气了。
And when Eliab saw that David had come down to see Goliath, he was very mad.
说我知道你骄傲。
And he says, "I know your pride."
你恶意下来，特意要看征战。
For you have come down to see the battle.
所以很多人想要去挑战困难。
And everyone wanted to see the
challenge 这个 difficulty 哈，是不是？
Challenge the difficulty.
比方说这一座山很高，没有人爬过去。
For example, there is a great mountain that no one has ever crossed over.
我就是要把它爬上去。
That I want to go and I want to climb over.
为什么我要把它爬上去？
And why do I want to climb over the mountain?
证明我行。
I want to be able to demonstrate that I am able.
我有意志力，我可以克服困难。
That I am able to overcome any challenges.
所以当我爬到最上，我拍了一张相。
So that when I climb to the very top of that mountain that no one has climbed,
全世界的人都知道我是第一个征服这一座山的人。
And then all the world will know that I am the only person who has ever climbed this mountain.
那我就留名历史。
And then I will be forever put into history.
所以再大的困难，再大的危险，人都愿意做。
And so the greatest difficulty many people want to take on the challenge.
要证明自己有用，要让自己出名。
So that they can demonstrate to others that they are great.
但是二十九节大卫说：“我来岂没有缘故呢？”
But David said that, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?"
那大卫要挑战哥利亚的缘故是什么？
And why was it that David wanted to challenge Goliath?
他的缘故很简单啊。
And the reason why is very simple.
就是要除掉以色列人的耻辱。
And it is because he wanted to take away the reproach from Israel.
就是要让神得到荣耀。
Which is to allow God to receive glory.
所以他愿意牺牲生命。
And therefore he was willing to sacrifice his life.
这个动机何等的高贵。
And this motivation is very precious before God.
为着自己，人愿意牺牲。
For oneself, they are able to risk their own lives.
这个大家都知道的。
Everyone is able to sort of do that.
但是为着神，人愿意不愿意牺牲？
But for God is someone willing to risk their own life.
如果为着神一个人愿意牺牲连生命都付出，就是神不会爱他吗？
If someone is able to sacrifice even their lives for God, will not God esteem him more?
所以为什么神喜欢大卫？
And so why is it that God was well pleased with David?
当他面对哥利亚的时候，
It is because when he was faced with Goliath,
我们已经看他心里的最深处，他为着神的荣耀愿意牺牲生命的危险。
It is because in the face of danger, he was willing to sacrifice himself before God.
好，我们再看十七章的四十七节。
If we look in chapter 17, verse 47, verse 47, then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
这里大卫说，神必将他必将你们交在我们的手里。
And it says that the battle is the Lord's, and he will give into our hands.
所以当大卫在战哥利亚的时候，
And so when David was making battle against Goliath,
他知道神的主权，
And he knew God's power.
神如果愿意把你们交给我，我们就会胜。
He knew that if God was willing to give Goliath into their hands, then he would succeed.
所以不在乎你强我弱，或者我强你弱。
And so it is not dependent on whether you are strong and I am weak, or I am strong and you are weak.
这个是我们一般人的观念，因为你弱我强，所以我可以打败你。
That is the common principle of man, that if you are strong and I am weak, then you will be able to overcome.
那因为你强我弱，所以很可能你会打败我。
Or the other way around, if I am strong and you are weak, then I will.
但是在大卫的心里面，
But in David's heart,
这个都不算。
This did not matter.
真的算是神把你交给我，我们就会胜。
And what mattered was if God gives us the victory, then we will receive it.
所以在他心里面，他知道他要靠神。
And so in his heart, he knew that he had to rely on God.
这个是神喜欢的。
And that is what God was well pleased with.
我们在服侍神，真的从心里面要靠神。
And when we are serving God, we must from our heart be able to rely on him.
所以我们看四十六节，请。
And if we look at verse
46,
chapter 17, verse 46, This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth.
Goliath 带什么来面对大卫？
What did Goliath bring to go against David?
人高马大加上一脚大刀。
And he was a very tall, tall man, and he carried a very large sword and spear.
大卫怎么来面对哥利亚？
How could David even face Goliath?
他只有一个甩石头的这个棍子，还有五颗石头。
He only had a sling and also five smooth rocks.
这个力量是不能画等号的。
And this, you cannot make a comparison across the strength. From the strength perspective, because it is far too great.
但是今天神要将你交在我手里。
But he said today God will deliver you into my hand. And why?
让天下的人都知道以色列中有神。
And so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
他依靠神，他的目的是要让人知道神的荣耀。
And he relied on God, and his motive was so that that God could receive the glory.
那这样除掉以色列百姓的耻辱。
And therefore he was able to take away the reproach from Israel.
所以他一颗石头就把哥利亚打倒。
And so with just one stone, he was able to overcome Goliath.
为什么？
And why?
因为神已经把哥利亚交给他。
Because God had already delivered Goliath into his hands.
所以当大卫面对哥利亚的时候，我们就看到大卫里面的灵性。
And so when David faced Goliath, we can see his inner spirit.
是非常美好的。
It is very beautiful.
神喜欢就是人里面的灵性。
And what God desires out of man is his inner heart.
那我们的灵性就在我们的侍奉当中表现出来。
And our inner hearts are also manifest in our servitude as
well. 所以我们人在世界上做很多事情其实都是在表现我们的灵性。
And so in all the things that we do in our lives, we are also demonstrating what is in our hearts.
第二个。
And the second.
大卫怎么面对自己人生的患难？
How was David able to face the different tribulations in his life?
我们看撒母耳记上的二十二章。
If we look in First Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记上二十二章。
First Samuel chapter 22.
第三节。
Verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 3. Then David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, please let my father and mother come here with you till I know what God will do for me.
22章啊, 在讲大卫最落魄的时候,
this is a time when David was the most weak.
因为扫罗要杀他,
because Saul wanted to kill him.
哦, 那怎么办?
And so what could he do?
哦, 他就要逃避,
and therefore he had to flee.
哦, 那在那个时候,
and at that time,
哦, 在第三节,
in verse 3,
他说, 住在这里等我知道神要为我怎样想,
and he said to wait here until I know what God will do for me.
哦, 所以人在最落魄的时候, 到底我们在靠什么?
And so what do we do when we are most weak?
哦, 在以赛亚书里面, 当以色列百姓面对, 亚述王要攻他们,
in the book of Isaiah, when the Israelites were facing the Assyrians,
对, 哦, 他们就去求埃及,
and they went to seek help from the Egyptians. And God was very angry against them.
哦, 为什么?
Why?
为什么你没有靠神呢?
Why did you not rely on God?
你知道为什么今天神允许亚述来攻你吗?
Do you know why the Assyrians are coming today to conquer you? It is because you have turned from God.
哦, 所以你要回来找神,
and therefore you have to turn to seek after God again, and God will resolve the difficulty.
对以色列百姓来讲, 他想跟埃及政治结盟就能解决他的困难。
But the Israelites thought that if they had teamed up with the Egyptians, that they would be able to resolve the difficulties then. But God did not like that. But today, in this situation, David is also being
attacked.
And in this very dark time, he knew how to seek after God.
圣经说,当我们全心在 trust, 在依靠神,
and the Bible describes that when we wholeheartedly trust God,
we
are like a tree planted by the streams of water. And we are very close in our relationship with God. Because if in our whole heart we are able to rely on God,
神的分量就变成百分之百,
then God's grace and blessing to us will be
分量, 有时候我们生活太舒服的时候, 神的分量很小, 我们整天头脑都不是在想神,
when we are so busy, sometimes God's presence in our lives is so small.
有时候我们常想, 没有神也, 我也可以活得很好,
and sometimes we think that if there were no God, then we can still live very comfortable.
但是当我们没有路可以走,
but when we have no path to walk on,
我们全心全力依靠神,
and we are able to wholeheartedly rely on God,
那我们心就开始告诉神, 神啊, 只有你才能够救我,
then in our hearts we say that God, there's only you.
所以在我们心里面神的分量变成百分之百，我变成零。
And therefore God's substance within our lives becomes 100%.
这就是神需要的。
And that is what God desires.
第二个, 神的地位往上提。
And also God's priority in our lives becomes
地位,
神的position in our lives.
你看什么叫做求问?
And so what is
什么叫求问神?
What is asking of God?
求问就是表示神比我高,
to request something from God is recognizing that He is greater than us.
所以神啊,我要知道你要我住哪里。
And so when we ask God, where do you want us to live?
所以人要求问神,神会喜欢。
And so for a man to request from God is something that God is well pleased with.
表示我尊重你是我的主人。
It is that we recognize that He is our master.
我是属于你的。
And that I belong to you.
这就是神喜欢。
And that is what God desires.
好, 所以大卫在落魄的时候求问神,
and so David in this his very weak time sought after God.
啊, 但是,
however,
更不简单的,
something that is even more difficult.
是大卫在兴盛的时候, 他也求问神,
that even when he was prospering, he also sought after God.
啊, 撒母耳记下,
in 2 Samuel,
第五章,
in 2 Samuel chapter 5,
啊, 撒母耳记下第五章,
2 Samuel chapter
5, 19节,
verse 19. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 19. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand.
这个时候大卫已经是王了,
and this is when David was already king.
他还去问神了,
and he still inquired of God.
我可以不可以上去打非利士人?
And he said, shall I go up against the Philistines?
神说可以。
And God said, you can go.
人在顺利会求问神,
when everything is smooth and to still rely on God is not very easy.
为什么?
And why is that?
当一个人从很卑微变成王的时候，这个时候都有一种成就感。
When someone has risen from a very lowly place to become king, there is a sense of accomplishment that is.
那人一旦有成就感，就忘记求问神。
And once someone has that sense of accomplishment, then they forget about God.
你看他们在攻耶利哥的时候。
And when they had were conquering Jericho.
耶利就约柜抬起来。
And they brought out the Ark of Covenant.
约柜代表神的同在。
And the Ark of Covenant represents a God's presence.
把神摆第一，这样绕七天，第七圈大叫一声就倒了。
And they routed the city of Jericho 7 times and the city fell.
但是当耶利哥倒了。
But once Jericho had fallen.
要去攻爱城。
And they went to go to defeat Ai.
他有没有求问神？
Did they even inquire of God at that time? They did not.
这么大的耶利哥都倒了，爱城算什么？
And they thought that if Jericho could fall so easily, then what is Ai, the small city?
那个就是自信。
And that is self-reliance.
这个就是神不喜欢。
And that is what God does not want.
所以我们人在很顺利的时候还愿意求问神，还愿意把神摆在我最高的地位，这个是神喜欢的。
And therefore, for someone who where everything is going very smoothly for this person to still elevate God to the highest position in his life, that is what God desires.
为什么神喜欢大卫与他同在？
And so why did why was God with David?
不论卑微，不论顺利，他都求问神。
Because whether or not he was very lowly or he was everything was going smoothly, he always relied on God.
今天我们选择科系，有没有求问神？
When we choose our major, do we rely on God?
我们选择学校，有没有求问神？
When we choose our school, do we rely on God?
我们选择工作，有没有求问神？
When we choose our career or our job, do we rely on God?
我们选择住的地方，有没有求问神？
When we choose the place that we live, do we inquire of God?
我们选择婚姻的对象，有没有求问神？
When we seek our spouse, are we relying on God?
如果每一件事情都尊重神，
and if everything we are able to rely on God,
我们就是神喜欢的。
Then we are one whom God is well pleased with.
神就会与我们同在。
And God will be with us.
所以这是人生最基本的规则。
And this is a very fundamental principle for us.
但是我们常常忘记了。
But this is often something that we forget.
所以信仰在操练什么？
And so what exactly is faith training us?
就是操练我们不要忘记神。
It is training us so that we do not forget
God. 神是我的主。
He is our Lord.
他是我的王。
He is our King.
他掌管我的一切。
And he controls all things in my life.
就是一切要求问他。
And that is why I must request of him.
那再看撒母耳记下，我们看大卫对约柜的态度。
And let us see exactly what David's attitude toward the ark was.
撒母耳记下的第六章。
If we turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
第六章的第二节。
In chapter 6 verse 2. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 2. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called by the name, the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim.
这里讲大卫率领三万人要把约柜从巴拉犹大运到耶路撒冷。
And here David was gathering 30,000 people to take the Ark of Covenant from Baal Judah into Jerusalem.
然后他在第二节特别说，约柜是坐在两个基路伯上的。
And it says that the Ark
万军神留名的地方。
Whose name is called by the name the Lord of hosts who dwells between the cherubim.
约柜是神留名的地方。
And the Ark of God is where God's name resides.
神住在天上。
And God resides in heaven.
神也住在会幕里面。
And he also resides in the covenant.
因为那个地方有约柜，神留名的地方。
And that is because that is where the ark of where God resides.
所以这个大卫想到要将约柜把它运回到耶路撒冷，他非常的高兴。
And so David, when he had the task to bring the Ark of Covenant from Baal Judah back to Jerusalem, he was very happy.
他特别挑选三万人。
And so he chose 30,000 choice men in order to bring the Ark of Covenant.
这个是什么意思？
And so what is the meaning of this?
今天神留名的地方是什么？
And what is the place that God resides there?
神留名的地方就是教会。
The place that God resides now is the church.
教会就是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满，那个就是神。
And it is the fullness of him who fills all in all, and that is God.
所以我们对教会的态度就是对神的态度。
And so the attitude that we have toward the church is also the attitude we have toward God.
如果我们爱神，我们一定会爱教会。
If we love God, then we will definitely love the church.
如果我们爱教会，我们一定爱神。
And if we love the church, then we will also love God.
因为神住在天国，神也住在教会里面。
And because God dwells in heaven, and He also dwells in this church.
那当约柜被抬到耶路撒冷。
And so when this ark of God was brought to Jerusalem.
我们看大卫的什么反应。
Let us see what was David's reaction.
我们看十四节，六章十四节。
In chapter 6, verse 14. Verse 14, then David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod.
15节。
Verse 15, so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet.
大卫太高兴，竟然跳起舞来，忘记他是王。
And David danced when the Ark of the Covenant was brought in, and he forgot that he was even a king.
至高的神所同在，越来越靠近耶路撒冷。
And he was so excited that the God was the God's abidance was coming toward Jerusalem.
非常高兴，跳舞起来。
And so he was so happy that he started dancing.
所以今天我们对神的事情。
And so today, towards God's business.
我们不要想说啊，又找到我了。
And do not think that you have come to find me.
神的事情啊，是非常重要的事。
And God's the work of God is something that is very glorious.
神的事情啊，是值得我们高兴的。
And God's work is worthy of our excitement.
所以不论是要带慕道者。
And so whether it is to bring our true seeker.
或者是一个牧养出信的信徒。
Or to bring a believer to be shepherded.
或者宗教教育的教员。
Or to be a teacher.
或者带领慕道班。
Or to lead the true seeker class.
这个都是在抬约柜。
This is all bringing the Ark of Covenant.
都是很荣耀的，这个都是很有价值的。
These are all very glorious, and these all have meaning and value.
所以我们就学约大卫这样欢欢喜喜来参与这件事情。
And so let us be like David to joyfully show excitement to it.
所以有时候我们在世界上，你看哦，公司给我们加一点薪，很高兴。
And so if we think about in our daily lives, if our company gives us a raise, then we are very excited.
很多事情我们就给我们很大的高兴。
There are many different things in our lives that can bring much excitement to us.
但是什么时候我们曾经为着教会的事情来高兴呢？
But how many things in the church have we been very excited about?
大卫看到约柜抬进来，他高兴起来就跳舞。
When the Ark of Covenant was brought into Jerusalem, he was so excited and glad that he danced.
所以我们为着神的事情来高兴，这就是神喜欢的。
And so when we are happy about and excited about the things of God, this is actually something that God is well pleased with.
因为这代表我们真的爱神。
Because it just demonstrates that we truly love God.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
442.
442.